So it is 6:01.
Call to order.
The Town of Heath Select Board virtual meeting for September 28, 2021. Welcome everyone. And we'll start with identification of callers. So myself, Robin Provost Carlson, I'm here. We have Sue Lively.
Here.
Brian.
Here.
Tim. Hi, Tim. Barbara Gordon.
Present and not recording.
Thanks, Barbara. Pat McGann.
Oh, here and recording.
That's right. I should have said we're recording. Sorry. Ann Emmett.
Here and not recording.
Jeff Johnston.
I'm here.
And who am I missing? And who, 339-5511.
That would be Ann Fitzpatrick, and I am not recording.
I am. Okay. I think that's it. I didn't miss anybody, did I? No, I think that's it. I'm sure more people will jump on. And the next item is review of the agenda. Brian, anything for you on the agenda tonight?
I don't have anything to add.
Sue?
Nothing new.
Okay, the only thing I want to add is appointment technique, appointments, how we handle appointments. I know, Sue, you brought that up once before. I wanted to get back into that since we said we would. So I just want to briefly, we won't have that as a big agenda item tonight, but at least touch on it. And I think that's it for me. Everything else is here. Our first appointment is with Jeff. That's the amended agenda because he has a couple items that have come up and highway items. Jeff was gone last week, right, Jeff?
Correct. Yeah.
Back this week and a couple items that at least one is in the mail. I don't believe both of them are, but at least one's in the mail. So we'll start with the easiest, I think, is the roller purchase. Do you want to just give a brief little update on that, Jeff, what you're looking for?
Yep. So last week we did some oil undercoating to part of the winterization of the fleet, and the guys noticed a piece of equipment down in Jacksonville, and it's a tow behind roller with a 5-foot drum, solid framing, and a new motor to create a vibratory type roller. And we don't have anything right now. What we do is we usually grade rake and then drive over it with a grader. That's how the road gets packed. In years past, they had an older one that was just not usable anymore. And to get one that I would like, you were talking, you know, $20,000 to $50,000 range. This particular piece of equipment is at $3,600 priced. It's not from a vendor. It's from a private sale. And I just got off the phone with them about 4:30, and I got them down to $3,000.
Great.
So I wanted to, you know, present this to you guys. I mean, we do have funds in my line items, but I just wanted to present it to you. And if you vote on it, then we can proceed.
I'm fine with it. Brian, your thoughts? Anything? Any questions?
Yeah, no, I'm fine with it too.
I sent some pictures to Hilma. I don't know if she dispersed them to everyone else or not, but
I saw them. Sue, any questions, thoughts?
No, as long as it's already in the budget, I don't see any reason why it shouldn't. He's got the funds to do it within his budget. Then I think it's a great opportunity. And thanks for getting it down another 600.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so we'll vote on it. I'll take a motion to purchase the vibratory roller, $3,000.
So move.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Sue, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. Great, Jeff. Thanks. Did you want to talk, Jeff, while you're here at all about the road concern? I haven't had a chance to drive up there and take a look, but did you want to talk about that at all? Flag the road?
Yeah, I can briefly go over it. So there was an email sent from a resident with concerns about with as much water as we have had and mosquito-borne illnesses, that some of the roadside ditching we did on Flag Hill wasn't up to par. He claimed that that we were digging on his property, which we were well within our 49 and a half feet of right-of-way. So the pictures that he provided in his complaint were right when we did it. And when we did this, there was 6 to 8 inches of water pooled up. And
that starts the host community agreement. Needs to be worked out between Crucial and the town. they would like to, like a reduced, can we just put in their community impact fee, not cost, so people know what we're talking about? It's community impact fee.
Okay.
And that was it for me. So I'll take a motion to accept the September 21st, 2021 meeting minutes as amended.
So move.
Second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Sue, aye.
Robin, aye. Okay, Brian abstained. Great. So it is now time for the rest of them, but I don't think they're here. I hate that too when people say next. Let's see. Let me grab my phone. Hold on. See if they're joining us. Are you guys joining us? Okay.
I see Ryan coming in.
Yeah. Oh, they're coming in now. Okay. Are you, and you're coming in too?
Yes, I'm coming in too.
Okay.
Yep.
Bye. Oh yeah, you can hear all that echoing. Hey, Ryan.
Hello. All right. Let's make this big. There we go. Sorry about that. Just getting logged on the white. There, Tommy. Tommy. There we go.
Go out on the left and the right around. There's some right down there. There's one down the hall.
All right, sorry about that, Robin. We're here.
Almost back to back with us.
No worries, I'm back. I have to hear it on my phone.
Yep.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
So can you guys hear? Can you hear me?
Yeah, and I think Helma just went to get on her laptop in her office. Yep.
That's fine.
We can hear you great though. Can you hear us?
Yeah. Yep. So you didn't get to meet Brian. Brian's here, the other select board member.
Okay.
And I don't know how many people you have there. Ryan, you want to do introductions?
Sure, yeah. So Chris and Joe both just stepped out to use the bathroom real quick. I apologize. Yep. But to my left here, he's kind of off camera, is Tom Beauchamp.
Hi.
So Tom, with our real estate development company, Tom handles all of our internal construction management. And then Joe will be sitting to my right. So here, you'll be seeing their faces return here in a second. You have Chris, who was on the last meeting. And then in addition to that, you have Joe. And between the three of us, we have three of the farmers that would represent.
They went over that last week and answered some questions that people that were here visiting for the meeting, we got to ask questions and they answered. And even though it wasn't a public hearing, we still had it open for people to ask questions. So I didn't know if you had any.
Well, one question I have is, now that they've seen the property, what do they think about access in terms of the condition of the road and what impact might that have on their plans?
Yeah, so on actual Hosmer Road or access into the property, I just want to make sure I'm answering the question properly.
Hosmer Road.
Yeah, so Hosmer Road, we don't see an issue, especially with the operation. We do want to be cognizant during our construction period, which is really clearing of land, grading. But we'll inherently have some larger trucks and larger equipment on the road. So we want to be super conscious of that. But we had a few different contractors with us. Tom, sitting to the right of me, he's from our construction team in Michigan and would ultimately be managing this project. So for us, we don't have much concern at all on access through that road. But we would want to hear if there's any concerns from the community for sure.
And another question is the indoor growing facility. Would that be one building that served all four, or will there be separate?
Yeah, it's a good question. So right now, I believe it would be one building, but it would be partitioned off and dedicated to each farmer. Quite frankly, as we move further down the road, we'll have a better answer to that question because those plans will get ultimately submitted to the CCC and need approval. And also just operationally, as we're going out the site, we learned a lot today, walking the property and understanding the property of where everything would be located. But I couldn't answer that question specifically. I just, our vision would be, you know, one building, but bifurcated, kind of condominiumized within the one building.
Okay. I guess I don't have too many. I mean, the operation seems fairly straightforward, so I don't really have any questions about that. It's more how the suitability of the property and the access to it that were concerns of mine.
Good to meet via Zoom as well.
Sue, how about you? Do you have questions this week?
Yeah, Brian asked a couple of them already, but now that you've seen the property, do you see any basic changes to the proposal that you presented to us last week, or any unanticipated challenges in making the property work for you that you or the town need to be aware of?
Sure. So that's a good question. And this is why last week when we answered, you know, I wanted to preface everything specifically with, this is what we're thinking, but when we see the property, ultimately things might change. So we walked back from the first parcel to the second parcel. And unfortunately, what we found the further back that we got, the more the property undulates and goes up and down. And so more of the focus would be much closer to the road in order to make this particular property work for us, rather than set back. We're still exploring and getting more details on how we make that work, but there's, you know, there's a lot of ledges, there's a lot of rocks that wouldn't support, you know, just clean open fields, which is ultimately what we need. The further that we went back into the property, there's also a stream that runs through it, etc. So the areas that are up front and already cleared and much more flat are obviously much more appealing, and we feel like we could, you know, make work.
And as far as the buildings were concerned, your intention was to use the buildings that were there. Mm-hmm. Does that still seem possible for you? Do you see significant changes in those buildings, or?
No, it definitely does. And we would still want to use the existing buildings that are on site, but definitely need to add to. However, we can do that in a way that matches the community and isn't, you know, something that sticks out, that looks, you know, extremely industrial. We understand the street more, so we understand the character. We also went by and introduced ourselves, or attempted to introduce ourselves, to both abutters. We met Steve and Sandy. We did not meet the other abutter, if you're looking at the house to the left of us, but we did meet with Steve and Sandy. So we got an idea of how the neighborhood feels, and we think we could stay in line with it.
Okay. And when you talked about the jobs last week that would be available, from what I've looked at, it would seem to me that there's a range, as your season changes, from 5 potential jobs to maybe 25, 30 at max.
Mm-hmm.
But it would seem to me that those are seasonal jobs as opposed to a permanent job probably won't have benefits. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, so we believe very much in benefits for all of our employees, whether seasonal or not. There's obviously different packages that go along with that, but I want to
coordinator, the town clerk, the police, and then followed up with the financial team. So I don't know, Helma, do you want to give just an update? Well, two things. One is an update, and also is a conversation about location of the relocation. So we had, Brian, you had done a sketch of possible configuration of the town coordinator space and the town clerk space.
Yes.
Since that sketch, I don't know, there's been a handful of people that have questioned the location of the town clerk. And some of this has to do with where the Board of Health might be able to relocate, and also what the library may use or not use at some point in time. I think that one of the new ideas is for the town clerk to relocate into the space next to the town coordinator. What's that space called? I don't know. The conference room. So the town, one suggestion is the town clerk move to where the conference room is, which opens up the little office where I think Tim was, which Tim has been moving out of already.
All done, yeah.
All done. That would open up a nice office right there for, at this point, for the Board of Health to relocate into. It could serve as a secondary egress out of the library space when and if needed. But we had talked at one point about trying to move the Board of Health into the financial team room. That doesn't seem to make great sense. Board of Health has got a lot going on. This gives them their own little space. I've talked to Hilma about it. I think Sue had mentioned it to Hilma. So, and I think there'd been a lot of people who's been talking about that room not really being the best room for the town clerk. So I'm putting that out for conversation. I think it makes sense for now. If things have to change at some point, they can change. But I think that it's a good little space for the Board of Health to operate out of.
It seems to me that the Board of Health could take over the nurse's office too. I mean, they could be responsible for that and use that, the office that we're just talking about, that could be more of a conference room for meetings, because it's not used by any, I mean, there's no need for daily use by any particular committee or, so I would think that if that was reserved as a meeting, small meeting space, that would work for the Board of Health. It could work for the planning board. It could work for the library. So that would be my suggestion.
Would that eliminate being over there at Jacobs Road?
No, I mean, I think that the nurse could work out of that room, but if there's any supplies that may need to be stored or there would be some room in there to store supplies for the Board of Health, masks, gloves, respirators, whatever.
Sue, what are your thoughts?
Well, I know that we're doing this kind of piecemeal. And so we'll find out how certain pieces are working as we go along. But it would be really nice to have things in the right place at the first try so that we don't have to keep shifting people around. I think we also need an office for some kind of a...
Brian, I just pulled up a piece of paper that I have for you. In regards to the design work for a new fire department garage, fire department building, I don't know. Where do we stand with that?
I just sent you a schematic. I just sent it. I don't know how long it'll take to get there.
To where? To me?
Yep.
Everybody?
I sent it to Hilma.
Okay. With the... issues that we're facing from the building department and from Board of Health level, do these letters with a schematic help increase our chance or opportunity to get the funding that we thought we might see, the bond, to try to get a new building?
It can't hurt. And I think with the letters from the health agent and the building inspector, that is further ammunition. To emphasize the need. I mean, we've been after them for years. They know about it. They know that we need this. But I think we're being closed down, and walls falling on the back of the building. That's even worse.
Right.
So
I'll admit I'm a little lacking on this level. Do we send this package now? Do we put this package together with a letter from the select board and send this to our reps? I mean, do we get this to Palmer? Yeah. Do we?
I there's all this federal money around now, and I think there's got to be some way to get something to help us.
Okay.
So what's the right next step?
I just sent Robin and Hilma the plan. So.
And after that step.
This has been reviewed by Nick previously. So Nick and the rest of the fire department's on board in terms of the concept.
Okay.
And things can obviously change over time, but depending on what's out there, this was designed sort of the bare bones rock bottom solution. So
that's what we want.
Something under $1 million that
okay. So Helma, maybe can we work on a letter that we could have ready for the next select board meeting to pull all this together, maybe? And that letter would go to our reps and we'd ask for help.
Yes.
Okay.
With several attachments.
Yeah. With a packet.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Good. I think that's, and oh, maybe we can get a letter from the fire chief and the police chief.
Okay.
And the EOC
chief.
Yeah, what are you? What's the emergency director? Yeah, you. Yeah. The EOC chief.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we could have three separate letters, well, before with the select board, obviously. So if you could ask each, and Tim just heard the ask, so he'll get his letter together, but, and John probably heard the ask, so he can get his together.
Maybe Alice could work with the other fire.
The fire association.
To send a letter from the association.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. That's another group. Very good idea. Thanks, Alice. It can't hurt, right?
That's right.
Yeah, because I like that idea, because the association really picks up a lot of the brunt of the cost of the fire department for this town. I mean, they've really fundraised for a lot of items that the town can't afford to buy. So, you know, they probably can't really fundraise for a new building, but they probably fundraise for items in a building, but not for the building. Okay, what else for COVID offices and firehouse, which got wrapped up in anything, Brian?
I was going to talk about, you know, trying to mount an effort to put pressure on the legislators and whatever departments in the executive branch we could approach to get some assistance with placing our fire station.
Yeah. No, that's good. I really meant to talk about that tonight, and I almost forgot about it until I went through my pile of papers.
Alice, you might want to talk to Will Emmett about it, because I think he has somebody who works in the executive offices down in Boston. He has some contacts down there. He might be able to.
Right now, we have five. And so if we lose one, we will be four, and we will not be in compliance with the state guidelines for our committee. So... just to make you aware of that, if you could move forward for us on a shorter timeline, we would really appreciate it so that we can be kosher.
Gotcha. Yes, I did see it's in our mail. We have it in our mail, but yeah, we just got it today.
I didn't put in the background. Which
yeah,
I
no, that's helpful. Know. That's helpful, thank Barbara. You. Thank you. Yeah, no, that's good to know. Okay. Board of Health members appointments. Tri-Wire is the next item. We just had that there if we had any updates. Helma, nothing really on the bankruptcy that we need to report?
No updates.
Okay. The next item is Hilltown Theater lease. So I'll just start because a handful of weeks ago, I did meet with Jonathan and with Helma to try to get some more information for us to be able to look at that lease request again. And it was a good meeting. Just briefly, I'll just say Jonathan has obviously an incredible amount of energy. He's really interested, really wants to move forward with this lease, long-term lease, would like it to be a multi-year lease. He is looking at the three end, I call them the three end buildings down the far end by the playground. So the preschool room, the room where Tri-Wire is once they vacate, and the room beside it, which is right now where the assessors are, that they'll be relocating down closer to the cafeteria. And then the gym, the stage, and the little storage room, the bulk of the storage room that's attached to the gymnasium, occasional use of the cafeteria. And he has kind of formalized his proposal. Originally, if everybody remembers, his original proposal, I think, was for a lease amount per year of $24,000. He has come down. He came down to $15,000. And I think that's kind of a summary of what he's looking for. He does see a benefit in start. He wants to start the lease as soon as possible, recognizing that he won't have the tri-wire space. So he was hoping for an agreement in the beginning that was less money because he wouldn't have that space that tri-wire's in, and then be able to grow into that when they leave, knowing that we really don't have a date for that. And he was fine with that. Also, he is looking to be able to capture the outdoor space outside of the preschool room, that fenced in area. He wanted to be able to use that for the whoever's in that preschool room. We did talk for a long time about how his programs would run, what he expects to have there for people, how he sees things going for the next year or two, where he hopes to get his money from. That he doesn't, he has some obviously already lined up, but really needs to know where we stand, one, with our interest in continuing negotiations with them, and two, what we're looking at for a lease amount, because he needs to know how much money he needs to acquire, if he can acquire enough to actually work for the town. And he is actively pushing, continuing to push to bring this negotiation to the next step. He wants to get this underway as soon as possible. So that's kind of the update of our meeting. And I'm sure there's a lot for all of us to talk about. My initial feeling, I'll be honest, is it's not enough money for the space. I'll just talk about some of my concerns. I have a money concern. What was that?
I wondered if some of these discussions we should have in the executive session about those kind of issues, or what do you think?
I think that I asked this question and Hilma and I kind of looked at this. I think that if we feel that it's going to affect our negotiating with him in any way, shape, or form, then yes, I can say it needs to go into executive. I don't know if it does.
Okay. I mean, I share your feelings on that it's not enough money. The demands have gone up and the money has gone down. And I think that the town needs to maintain full control of the gym, and the cafeteria, and the open space, at least. Mm-hmm. That certainly, you know, his operation can request the use of that space, and that the town would make every effort to accommodate him, but I don't think he can have control of that. I mean, that's my opinion.
Yeah. So I think to answer your question about does this need to go into executive, I think that the conversation about our general feelings like this are fine to have in an open meeting. And maybe Hilma, I'll ask, because you're talking to Mark anyways, if you can just confirm with him if we should be going executive when it comes to the actual dollar amount. That might be the one area that we should, only in case, you know, to protect his, I don't know if he has privacy in that matter. He might not. I'm really not sure. I always need help on this. So if we could confirm that. Go ahead, Brian.
We couldn't go in with him.
No, we
could talk about what we think is reasonable, or at least discuss that.
Yeah. I mean, I think I agree with you. Those were my areas of concern. This is the money, you know, the amount per square foot. And I think I'm good with him with those offices, you know, leasing out those offices. That makes good sense to me. But yes, the use of the gym, the stage, the cafeteria, I'm not comfortable just signing that away either in a lease, because I think there's too many other potential uses that we may need to look at for those. And I agree. I would like to think that there's a way to better handle that. Sue, what are your thoughts?
Well, Brian already mentioned a couple of, I'm concerned about the increase in request with the decrease in funding. I would really like to help Jonathan have his program, but I don't want to see the town in the position of subsidizing it. I want to make sure that whatever we get financially is going to, at least minimally, I'm not looking to make money off of them, but I do think we have to make sure we're making enough to support what he's using and doing in the building. And I also have a question about who's, he's talking about a 2 or 3 year contract. So my other question is, who's going to be supervising his use of the building? I don't know if supervising is the right word, but who's going to be overseeing that during all of that time? Who's going to be responsible for making sure that the things that are agreed to are happening appropriately? So that's another concern.
So I have a thought, but Brian, do you have anything you want to add? Do you have any thoughts?
Can I ask a concern?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, in terms of who oversees it, according to the policies in place, it would be like, well, essentially the select board. So, but as the select board agents, it would be Tim and myself.
Yeah, and I just think that that's another load on top of people who already have some pretty significant work to do. But
Brian?
Well, no, I agree. I know that would be a lot. It would be work, but it's possible that it would be worth it, you know, even if we had to get some extra help.
Right. I think one of my long-term thoughts is that if the building is going to be used twofold, one for any type of municipal use, also for lease, I think at some point in time, the building manager position is really going to have to be looked at, and we're going to have to figure out, you know, what gets done by that individual. And Tim and I have already kind of had that conversation. Tim knows that he's going to have to really start thinking about what he does day to day. And how that might change if with lease people in there, because it, you know, if you're using the commercial kitchen or whatever it is, whatever's happening, the job could look a little different. And those costs might have to, there might be some extra costs, but right, like you said, Brian, it might be worth it. And I just think we have to be cognizant of that as we're talking about the amount we charge people for the space, because we have to cover those costs, right? It's a cost to be there. Any other large building would have a building manager, and you'd be paying as part of your lease, you'd cover the cost of that manager. That'd be a cost to the building. So I think we have to keep those numbers in place. It's my thought. It's one of my thoughts. Go ahead, Brian.
We need to stake out what the town's needs are first, I think. And I feel strongly that we need to maintain control of cafeteria, the gym and stage, and the open space area, plus the areas that we're designating for offices, like the the town coordinator's office, the financial team, the police and fire, EOC. You know, we should put our stake in the ground there, and then right. That's left over is what we have to do.
Right. So I do think that we owe it to Jonathan to either invite him in very soon to have this conversation, or to be able to start through email with this conversation, because he is definitely excited and definitely, you know, pushing. So I don't think we can drag it out. I think we at least have to put some of our concerns out there one way or another, whether we want to have him in at the next meeting or have Helma start that communication through email. What are your thoughts?
If I can just say, for Sue and Brian's benefit.
Brian?
I don't believe so.
Sue? Nope. And then part three is Hilma's communication with council in regards to the cannabis business. Some more emails, this one from the highway superintendent with the pictures about the ditching issue, road issue. Then we had all of the Board of Health resumes. And the letter of support that's the one we signed, right? That's signed already, Steve?
Well, I had you sign it in assuming that you folks would be okay with it.
Right. Did we discuss that last week, though?
No, I sent it out in an
email. Okay. That's right.
To me, but you were the only one that did.
Right. So you need a vote on that?
Yes, please.
I have a motion to sign the letter of support that was sent out.
Make the motion. I second it.
Further discussion? All in favor? Sue, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. And then Sue's, so the update from the rural roundtable, the summary, thank you for going, and then a generator quote. So Sue, did you have any further update that you wanted to share on that rural roundtable?
No, I think I put everything in there.
Yeah, thank you. Brian, anything part three?
No.
Sue?
We have the generator quote in there, but you were looking into some other options.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to take the quotes we have and I'm going to send those for review and try to get a couple other quotes too.
Okay.
Competing on those. Yep. So that's all of the email. And I think that's everything that I had on my list. Is there anything else from you tonight, Brian?
I have nothing.
Sue?
Nope.
Hilma?
I'm all set. Thank you.
All right, then. Everybody, thank you. Thank you for hanging on, everyone. Appreciate it. Good night.
Good night.